Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Watch me!
His name is...
Watch me!
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
Let's put some purpose in this party. From our New York studios, good morning, Reverend Al.
Good morning, and Tom and team, as we head into the Memorial Day weekend, let us not forget the purpose of Memorial Day. Memorial Day started right after the Civil War, where they started commemorating those that had served in the military on both sides of the war. But it has special meaning for those of us in the African-American community who have to remember relatives and loved ones and friends that fought for the country and then came home and didn't enjoy the freedoms that they fought for others to have, others to enjoy. They couldn't enjoy here. I know members of my family that fought in World War II and Korea and even Vietnam that came back and were treated differently. So Memorial Day has an extra meaning for us. And with all of our frivolity and cookouts and whatever it is we do, let's also remember those that gave their lives and those that gave it under unfair circumstances. Those circumstances still continue, which is why we still are engaged in Staten Island and Baltimore and Ferguson, which is when you look at the news and see how bike gangers are treated in Waco, Texas, as opposed to how nonviolent protesters have been treated in Baltimore and in Ferguson, you know that we are still fighting about unequal justice. So while others will be dealing with the cookout, some of us will remember those that had to fight and those that still fight, while then others, like Jay, will be getting out their old jerry curl fighting for Billy D. Williams.
I did not see that
I didn't see that one coming.
You never see it coming.
No, I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming. From that angle.
But not the Billy D. Williams jerry curl.
No, and the jerry curl. I didn't see that part. No. I knew it was going to be a Jay Zinger. I knew that, but I did not
and
see it.
I don't bother anybody. That's the thing I don't understand.
And Billy D. Williams didn't bother anybody either, Reverend Al. I don't know.
That's why he's not in the movie. You got to bother somebody for them to remember you.
Got to kick up some dust, huh, Reverend?
Guess we won't be margin for Lando Calrissian.
No,
huh?
Let's scratch that, man. Well, scratch that.
He's still waiting for Diana Ross to pick him out the crowd. That ain't going to happen again.
I want my old man back.
I want my man back. That's not happening.
Take him back, Reverend Al.
Take him back, man.